Derek Snyder, product manager for Windows Mobile, and this is a very exciting time for you because you guys have just launched Windows Mobile 6, right?
That's right.
Now tell me, what's so exciting about that?
So Windows Mobile 6 does a lot of new things for specifically the business user, mobile information worker, and even those that like to get access to the people that they care about. So we've made a lot of improvements in terms of having it connect up with Exchange 2007 and a lot of features that are specific to that. Like we've added, for instance, HTML mail, the ability to search the server, get email that may not necessarily be stored locally on your device. We, of course, have Office Mobile on both smartphone and Pocket PC, which are now called Standard and Professional.
And that was not available previously?
Well, it wasn't available on what we considered the smartphone devices. Now they're called standard devices, so non-touchscreen. Wasn't available on that. Now it is. So really bringing the platform closer together. And then we have a ton of Windows Live integration now, everything from Messenger to being able to get your Hotmail with a direct push, so it's constantly coming down to your device.
So you can live Messenger directly from your phone?
That's right, absolutely. Send voice clips and send pictures as well. So we've done a lot to kind of bring it closer to the experiences you would expect from your desktop.
That's fun. Do you want to show off a little bit on these devices?
Sure,
tell me about
these.
Well,
absolutely. So, you know, with any major release, of course, there's going to be a wave of new devices that come out. So specifically, a lot of the devices that are already very popular, like the T-Mobile Dash here, is now being re-released with Windows Mobile 6. And so that's probably going to be the big news at our show next week in 3GSM in Barcelona.
Yes.
And then we'll have a whole bunch of new devices also in addition to that. So we have here the HTC Vox. This will be named something at some point.
I like Vox, no?
Yeah, Vox is, well, you know, it would be too cool, I think.
Yeah.
But this one's cool particularly because it has a numeric keypad, but then you can slide out and reveal a QWERTY keypad as well. So it's kind of the best of both worlds.
Right on. That's cool. So good for texting and dialing.
Exactly. Exactly. Then we have other devices that are a little bigger. This one has a touch screen, and this one's great for those 3G networks that are super high speed. So like Singular's UMTS network, for example, or Vodafone's network over in Europe. And it, again, has the slide-out keyboard as well. This one's really good if you're thinking about, you know, leaving your laptop behind for an extended period because you can be really productive with the touch screen and with the QWERTY keyboard.
What was the name of that one, or does it have a name yet?
Well, this one is the HTC Hermes. You can buy it here in the States as the Singular 8525, and then you can buy it under several other monikers worldwide.
Okay.
And that's kind of the thing. So with our phones, they're often made by the same manufacturer, and then they get spread out to many mobile operators worldwide, renamed, rebranded, et cetera. Then we have some other cool things here. This one's called the Artemis. I think it's like the P4350. And this one's particularly cool because it has this little touchpad here, but it's very similar to the BlackBerry Pearl if you've ever played with that. So it actually could be a mouse pointer so you can move around.
Oh, it scrolls. It's sort of,
well,
that's neat.
Yeah, so you can use the center to move around or you can scroll to get through music and email and everything else. But this one also has built-in GPS, which is pretty impressive considering it's pretty small.
No keypad on that one, though.
And no keypad on that one. That's just touchscreen interface. And I think they
trade-off for the scrolly.
That's it. Yeah, you get the scrolly, you're going to have to pay.
Yeah.
And then finally, this is the new Motorola. Well, it's codenamed the Norman, but it's going to be the next device in the line of iconic devices known as Q. So this is the next evolution of the Motorola Q.
Yeah, I had a Motorola Q, and I loved it. So tell me some of the improved features on this one, because
yeah, so
I love my Q.
First and foremost, because it's going to ship with Windows Mobile 6 out of the box. So it has the new version of our operating system. It has a 2-megapixel camera, stereo speakers, so you can, you know,
Rocking my phone.
You could be thumping. Exactly. And no, the other cool thing is this ambient light sensor on the front, which actually detects the light in a room or in the setting that you're in and will dim or brighten the screen depending.
Get out of town.
Which makes the battery life much, much more improved.
That is the smartest thing I've ever heard of.
Absolutely.
And it's black and it's sexy. The old one was steel gray.
Exactly. Well, they re-released that with black, I think, at one point. But, you know, now this one's definitely black. And the keyboard's nice and big and spacious. They've done some improvements there as well. So it's a pretty good device. But really, you know, the cool thing about these devices is the software that's running on it. Windows Mobile 6 is a big step forward. So the first thing you'll notice about the new messaging application is the fact that it gives me all of my accounts as soon as I log in. Now, for those that are always trying to get to one particular account, like text messaging or Outlook email, they certainly can set that up as a default and just ignore this prompt. I'll go ahead and pop into Outlook email, so that's where I spend most of my day. And you'll see just like that, I can start scrolling around. I can see that all these various icons are telling me what the mails are. Like this one looks like something that a read receipt and one that was not, in fact, read. I can go ahead here and see that there's meeting requests that were accepted. Now, some of the major things that we've done in Windows Mobile 6, first and foremost, is added HTML email. So I can go ahead here and open up this email, and you'll see that it actually supports full HTML mail. So colors and formatting, images put right into the mail, and I can do all that. Some other cool things, especially for folks that, you know, really in the corporate setting, is I can now open up SharePoint and documents that are on shares right from within the device. Now, another thing I can do is take a look at meeting requests. So I can kind of scroll up here and see that there's this working lunch at the Sizzler that I definitely don't want to miss. It's very important. But then I can also go ahead and view my calendar right from within the messaging icon. Before, what I would have to do is actually exit the messaging application, go over to the calendar, trying to remember the date and time so that if I could see if I had a conflict. Now I can just go ahead and click this one button. It shows me where that tentative meeting request is on my calendar. So it looks like this one's pretty good, so I'll probably want to accept that one. But if I scroll down to this meeting request here, I can see actually that there's a scheduling conflict. And again, this is something for the first time we're able to see right from within the message. So I can go ahead and click on that scheduling conflict. I can see that, okay, this is from 9 to 10. I have something else from 9:30 to 10:30. And so what I can do is select that and then propose a new time right from within the calendar application. Now, while we're in calendar, another thing you may want to notice is this strip across the top that actually shows me what I'm looking at throughout my day. So when I'm looking at my various appointments, you'll see here that it's showing me where on the day they fall across the very top. And that's something that's been particularly new, because before we'd always have a list of appointments, but you'd never be able to tell how much space was in between them. Another good view is the week view here, where you can really see on my calendar what's going on within my day. So when I, you know, someone asks me what I'm doing at 12, I don't just say, well, I have a blob at 12. In fact, I can tell them, you know, I have a lunch or something at 12. And so that's really a new view that we've brought down to bring more parity, really, with the desktop PC. You see here, we also have the ability to open up IRM, or Rights Protected Mail. That's, again, another feature with Exchange 2007. So I can go ahead and get the entire message, and that will go up and authenticate me with the Exchange server and grab the rest of that message so I can read and reply right from the device. And we call this the Mission Impossible feature, because with IRM Protected Mail, we now have, you know, the surety that we could blow up a message on the device if we don't want anyone using it after a certain amount of time. And so that's been really valuable, and it's been a big thing for enterprises. Another thing I can take a look at is kind of the attachments on the device here as well. So before I do that, I'll actually use what we now call Smart Find to find that particular message. Now, I know at some point Prithvi sent me some attachments, and I want to now find those on my device. So instead of scrolling throughout my entire inbox, I can just start typing a few simple letters, Prithvi, and I can start finding all the mail from him. And that works for the recipient and for the subject line. So I can go ahead and open up this documents for review. It tells me to review these documents, and I can now show all attachments. And for the first time on a non-touch screen device, we now have Office Mobile, which is full support for Word, Excel, and PowerPoint.
Was PowerPoint not available previously?
PowerPoint wasn't available previous to Windows Mobile 5.0, but none of these applications were ever available on a non-touch screen device, what we now call standard. It used to be called smartphone. You can see that it's very robust. I can scroll around. All the embedded images work. I can go ahead and do some light editing if I choose. So suppose there was one particular change I'd want to make, I can go ahead and do that right here. Save that back and then resend it with my email. Another great feature, of course, is the ability to open up PowerPoint presentations right within the device. And instead of just giving me kind of a plain text view of what that PowerPoint presentation is saying, I can truly rehearse the presentation just as it should be shown, right, with full fidelity, right? So I have my transitions intact. Everything works great just from the device like that. And so I can really get a feel for what the presentation flow is actually going to be before being on stage after that flight or wherever I'm rehearsing it, right? So that's another great feature. Another cool thing we've done is we found that a lot of our customers like to do things with one touch. So particularly now, the biggest improvement really for a lot of customers is the fact that we've had delete as the left soft key. Before it was a new message, people, you know, we found more and more want to delete mail more than anything, just so they can start triaging from their device. But if that wasn't enough, we've also added quick one-touch shortcut keys for everything else. So if I go ahead and hold the H button here, it'll list me all my shortcuts. So everything from reply all to flag to move to forward. So if there's a particular mail I don't want, like this one particularly, I can hold down the D button. It deletes it. If I want to flag something for follow-up, so suppose I want to follow up with Mel here, I can hold down the F button, and it adds that flag. And that gets synchronized with Exchange, so that'll show up on my Outlook later. You know, again, in previous versions, I may have set that message as unread to remind myself to take action on it later, but now I can just go ahead and flag that. Now, you know, the last thing I want to show you in the messaging application here is the ability to search the server. So if there is an email here, particularly maybe one that was in my sent items, or I do remember something about it, but, it, you know, it's certainly more than the 3 days of email that I'm syncing to my device, I can now go ahead and search up against the server. So I can go ahead and set a request here and have MEDC. Maybe that's what I'm searching for in the past week or so in my sent items. But you'll see we actually support up to the last 3 months to search for all your mail. So I look for the past week in my sent items, and I can go ahead and start a search. And that'll go up against my Exchange 2007 server, start grabbing all the messages that have MEDC as the search term, and bring them back to my device locally. And this is a huge advantage because a lot of our customers would have to just sync a great amount of mail, especially those that get mail all the time. And this is something that, you know, allows us to bring it right into the messaging view. I can take action, I can move it into a folder that I do sync more often, all from within the device. And you see all that mail starts coming in. So I can go ahead and start opening that up right from here. So that's really a cool thing. Finally, one thing that we found a lot of customers do, especially when they're running out to the airport in a hurry, is they forget to set their out-of-office messages.
Yes,
all the time, right? So now we can, within the tools option, or tool menu here, set our out-of-office from the device.
Oh, good.
So it detects whether or not we're currently in the office or out of the office by pinging the server, and I can go ahead. It's telling me that if I make a change here, it'll change across everything, and I can now set myself as out-of-office and set that out-of-office reply right there. Other cool things we've done is actually Windows Live integration on the device, and I can go ahead and pop that open as well. So you'll see here, when I pop over into Windows Live, it actually integrates Hotmail, synchronization of contacts with my Hotmail contacts, as well as Messenger right on the device. So first thing I can do here is actually set my status, my personal message, and my picture comes down from what I've used on the desktop, and I can use this as an opportunity to synchronize my mail, or in my case here, I'll want to sign into Messenger.
That's great.
And so it signs in, it gets me online, and I'm able to start doing some very, very simple tasks. For instance, I can send a voice note because I may not want to type out a full reply to someone. I can send a picture or a file that's on my device. So it really brings a lot more parity between this mobile client and the desktop client. You'll see here I instantly can start hovering over contacts, and it brings up their picture. So I can initiate a conversation with them. I'll go ahead and initiate a conversation with Deepak here. Now, instead of typing a message again, I will send him a voice clip. Hey, Deepak, just testing this thing out. What's up, man? And he'll go ahead and send a voice clip. And this, if he's on a desktop PC, will start playing immediately, and he'll hear it over speakers.
It's Let's get him to say something back.
The voice of God thing. Yeah, exactly. And, you know, if he's on a mobile device, he can certainly reply with a voice clip as well, or he can type a reply. And so I can go ahead and type him a message as well. I can go ahead and insert a picture as well, and I can do that with a camera on my device, or I can pick a, you know, I took a picture earlier, I can go ahead and send that to him as well. So just really a lot of features that bring it closer.
And it's also one touch. It's so simple.
Exactly, exactly. The voice clip on the left is huge for folks that are driving and just want to send a quick message, something like that, without killing other people.
Yeah, texting on the road is dangerous. Trust me, I know.
Yeah, exactly. We all know, exactly. So that's something cool. I can also add emoticons. I can invite other people to the conversation, so I can do kind of a group chat or a conference chat. You'll notice also as I start scrolling around, I can pick other contacts and open other conversations with them and say, hey, Jeff, what's going on, man? I'm just testing this thing out. And I could send that to him. And just like that, it stays wide open between the two of us, right? And you'll see it actually records for quite a while, right? So I can do a full...
Yeah, but do you know how long the record length is? It seems about 20 seconds or so?
About, 10 to 20 seconds, something like that. Goes ahead and sends it off to him. And then I can start switching between my open contacts and go back to my list as well. And I can integrate this to my home screen so I can always see when I'm getting new messages. And again, when I go back to my messaging application, I have all my Hotmail there as well.
Great. And this is all available now?
Yeah, this is all available. So we're launching Windows Mobile 6. We just launched. It'll formally be unveiled at 3GSM.
Which is probably going on as we speak.
Yeah, exactly. So everyone's in the throes of preparing for that. It's in Barcelona. Windows Mobile 6, and devices will probably be out within the next 2 months.
Great. And for more information, windowsmobile.com, right?
Exactly.
There you go. Check it out.